Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Flood Insurance Guru Podcast. My name is Chris Green, your host and owner of the Flood Insurance Guru and the Flood Professor. Today we're talking about navigating the noise and figuring out all these new private flood insurance solutions that are coming to the market. So if you're a property owner, if you're an insurance agent, if you're a real estate agent or real estate investor, today we're going to be talking about what to look for in picking the right private flood insurance solution as you go into 2024. But before we get started on that awesome topic today, remember, if you've got questions about flood insurance, if you're trying to find out what flood zone you're in, make sure to visit our website, floodinsuranceguru.com. You can even order elevation certificates there. Also, if you like the information you're hearing on this podcast, make sure to leave us a review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Plays, even iHeartRadio, so that other people can find the same value in the information that you're finding value in. Now let's talk about today's topic. And we're talking about navigating this market. You know, in the last really 5 years, we've seen this massive just flood of private flood insurance companies come to the market with different reinsurance companies now and offering all these different solutions. But what do you know and what do you need to know? What's right for you? You know, when picking a solution, what should you be looking at? And that's exactly what we're talking about today. So the first thing we want to talk about is forms. You know, this is really what's going to separate a lot of these private flood insurance companies. When you're reviewing a policy, trying to decide if you're going to take it out or not, you want to make sure that you're connecting with a licensed insurance agent that is pretty familiar with private flood insurance, because it's going to be a big difference in forms. It's even going to be a big difference in the National Flood Insurance Program on their dwelling, their standard form, and even their condo form. In fact, we saw an agent recently get sued because they had written the policy on the wrong form where a claim was denied. So picking the wrong policy and not understanding forms could have a huge impact on the ability for a claim to be paid out. So you want to make sure you're reading these forms. One reason you also want to read the forms is generally in the forms, they're going to tell you exactly how a claim is going to be handled. They're going to tell you what loss settlement's going to look like. Are they going to pay replacement cost? Are they going to pay actual cash value? What is your deductible going to look like? Are they going to pull it out of the claim settlement? What is your right when it comes to appealing a claim? Because generally, with a lot of private flood insurance claims, you don't have the ability to file a claims appeal like you do with the National Flood Insurance Program if they are a non-admitted company. Remember, that's the other thing on reading these forms, though. Understand if you're dealing with an admitted versus a non-admitted. So what's the difference? So let's talk a little bit about that. So when we talk about admitted, we're talking about like your standard insurance companies like a State Farm, a Travelers, an Allstate, somebody like that who is licensed to do business in that state compared to someone who's not licensed. Now, not being licensed, don't get too alarmed there, because when we're talking about the E&S market, this is kind of your excess and surplus. It's a very unique risks. It's very rare that you have a flood company that is admitted. Now, that's starting to change a lot, especially in areas like Texas, Florida, North Carolina, New Jersey, New York. A lot of these areas are starting to get more and more admitted options. Having an admitted option means they have to follow certain state laws when it goes to rate increases, when it comes to how a policy is canceled, and all these different things. The ability to appeal in a claim, like the National Flood Insurance Program, which generally gives you 60 days. So it's important to understand that when looking at these forms. But the forms on these policies are typically going to tell you almost everything you need to understand. But look, nobody's reading 60 pages of forms. And that's why it's so important to work with an insurance agent that has the familiarity here of reading these forms and understanding these forms every day, and not one who just got the greatest and latest private flood insurance option is just throwing it out there for the clients without truly understanding it. One of the next things you also want to look at is, what if you want to change your flood insurance in the middle of the year? Do you have that ability? Well, one way to know that is looking at the cancellation rules inside the policy, looking at what's called the minimum earned premium. Is there a minimum earned premium? Now, what we'll say is most private companies usually have about a 25 to 50% minimum earned premium. The National Flood Insurance Program has a 100% minimum earned premium, which means you can't change in the middle of the year unless the loan is paid off, a flood zone change is done, something pretty drastic. So it's important to understand that knowing, hey, if I want to switch this policy, what's my minimum earned premium? Does the minimum earned premium change throughout the policy? Now let's take a look at the non-renewal rate after a claim. What is the threshold there with a carrier? Do they have a threshold of, hey, if your claims are under $30,000, we're not going to renew you here? Or is the flood risk in an area changing? In fact, we just had this happen with two different carriers where they sent out non-renewals, not because there was a claim, but just because the rating factors in the area changed, they no longer had a market there. So it's important to understand this, of how, what are some of the factors that they're looking at? As I said, this goes back to working with an insurance agent that has knowledge here a lot of times and understanding, hey, company A uses these types of things in their rating model. Company B has this threshold on claims. For example, some private companies are going to non-renew you even if you have a $2,000 claim. Even potentially if you have water damage where flood insurance didn't cover it, they may end up non-renewing you. Others may give you a threshold up to $50,000. So it's important to understand that when you're navigating through all these new solutions. Now, what about the renewal rate track record? This is something else you want to take a look at. Of, hey, what did the renewal rates look like for the last 2 to 3 years with this company? Are they coming in? Are they doing what's called buying the rate? Where they're giving you a cheap rate this year and they're tripling it next year. Now, we really try to avoid companies like that. And, you know, we would want a company that maybe is going to charge a little bit more, but they're going to be very consistent on their non-renewals, or they're going to be very consistent on the renewal rates where, yeah, the rate may be going up, but it may be going up 20% compared to 200%, like we've seen with a lot of companies coming out of Florida, South Carolina, and some of these other states. So that's what we wanted to talk about on today's podcast, was navigating the waters of this. Now, in the show notes, we're going to have a link to comparing admitted versus non-admitted, so you know the difference. Private flood insurance versus the National Flood Insurance Program. And then, of course, our guide to 5 things to know before purchasing flood insurance. Then, if you're ready to take the next steps to get a flood insurance quote for your client, if you're a real estate agent or insurance agent, or as a property owner, if you're ready to take those next steps, you can click on the show notes. And it's three simple steps. Step 1 is fill the form out. Step 2 is connect with one of our flood risk advisors. And step 3 is pick the plan that best fits your needs. So I want to say thank you for tuning in to today's podcast on navigating the waters and clearing the noise when it comes to all these different private flood insurance solutions. My name's Chris Green, president and owner of the Flood Insurance Guru. And remember, everybody's in a flood zone. It's just a matter of how much water it takes to get to you.